about the little yellow thing. It was a little bit like marshmallow. Inside, it developed seed like that and had the hollow place for the seed inside. But it wasn't nearly as good flavored, but we didn't have any fruit of any kind, and we made preserves out of them by putting lemon and sugar with them and making them acid enough. And they made a lovely colored preserve. I can't say that they were very good, and I don't think anybody else ever thought they were good. People said they were good because we didn't have anything. You know, there was no fruit, only the wild fruit. There wasn't
good
too,
compared to
too much of that, but they ate a lot of them. Now, they grew on a vine, and the seed were very much like a marshmallow seed, and only they were... We got some of them since we lived here instead of when we bought some seed. They gave us those seed. And
accidentally?
Oh, I suppose.
So you can buy anything seed house, you can buy one thing, get another, and I bought, you know, acorn squash out here one time. They give us those Peshaw squash, the darn things, you know, not that big around, no striped and with a crooked neck on them. You can buy one thing and get something else.
And as soon as they began to put on, you could tell what they were. We destroyed the vines because we didn't want the seed to get started, because they will.
Oh, take over.
Just come up, back up, you know, if they, if the plant, if the fruit ripens and the seed gets mature, next year you'll have them all over the place. So we got rid of them in a hurry.
Do you have those fungus growths here down in the creek bottoms where there's a lot of humus that collects, the kind that will come up and will be shaped like an umbrella, or else like a sponge?
Well, we have
them.
Kind of, no, it isn't
a
mushroom. It's
toadstool. Yeah, they come up around out there in the manure pile.
We have them here in the yard, and I believe they're really farm mushrooms that grow here in the yard, but I'm always afraid to. When I was a girl, I went with all the neighbors and picked mushrooms for them because I was 6, 7 years old. I never made a mistake on mushrooms, and they did grow everywhere then on our creeks. And the neighbor women were afraid to pick them, and they'd come for me to identify them for them. And I was pretty good at it, but I was afraid to eat these. I couldn't hardly think that they would grow here, you know, right out here in the grass. But there was dozens of them in the early spring out here in our yard, and they looked just exactly all the... I didn't have anything to go back on. I didn't have anything to refresh my memory, picture or anything of them. And it had been so long since I had seen them that I was just afraid to eat them, but I believe they were mushrooms.
I saw people picking those up in the parks in Chicago. Amaze me out there, push away the cigarette butts and pick up the mushrooms. Little bitty fellas, about as big around as your thumb. People just wandering around at their lunch hour with little paper sacks.
I am.
They grow lots of them right over here. East of Edinburgh, I got a neighbor lives up there.
Why don't you sit in this chair?
This is all right. Gosh, I'm one.
Take it. Go get it. Another chair, whenever he gets, when he wants one. There's plenty of.
And do you have those birds around here that'll hammer holes in trees?
Yeah, woodpeckers.
And that animal with the black, the one that smells so good around here?
Yeah, lots of them. You know, we've had a lot of excitement about them this year.
There's about 30 head cows down here in Tigashay, and around Tigashay, and several dogs and everything else.
People have been bitten by them. And
one family down there, one of them got bit with his pet's mother. Polecat, and they kept him around a day or two, and he died. And they had hydrophobia, and they'd been having to take shots. Every dog gets $25 fine if you don't keep every dog you got in Tigashay chained up and also vaccinated.